to those who plan to fly and fight, who have served their country in the sky with a grateful heart and watchful eye. We remember, and may the faithful proud machines who bore the sword of freedom on their be given the honor such a burden brings when we remember. Keep them flying, keep them flying, so that all who see them will know that their freedom was won by the blood that flowed. And may the greatest glory be reserved for the colors they so bravely serve. Keep them flying, keep them flying, so that all who see them
good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we played We Remember by Duane O'Brien, and that is in remembrance of all of our World War II veterans. This last weekend was the Spirit of 45, and the Spirit of 45 is remembering our World War II generation, the greatest generation of our country, those who came back and built our cities and our roads and our highways and our hospitals and continue to make the United States the country that it is right now, that all of us use in some of us abuse in, but the freedom that we have because of those men and women who served during that time frame, and then those that continue to serve since then. And so one of the reasons that we're talking about this also is Kyra, our guest this morning, as was one of our interns, but now she's, you know, one of our true staff members and volunteers that has come and gone and come back again. You were part of the program during the time that you were here. We talked about, and we went to Honor Flight of Northern California, and that's where we took World War II veterans back to see the monument there in World War in Washington D.C. for the World War II veterans. And you were able to go on one of those trips as one of the guardians. And I just want you to talk a little bit because you were younger then, just out of high school, you just graduated. The experience that you had and how much that made a difference in your life.
That was one of the best weekends that I have ever had, even to this day. I was so excited to go on the trip. I was had no idea what I was in for. Like, I knew we were taking World War II veterans, like, over to see their monuments, but I didn't really know what the impact it would have on my life. And so, like, as we went, they traveled with us. They traveled with us from Reading to the airport, then all the way across the country to D.C., and then, like, all the way back. So we were with them for the entire weekend. And just being able to be there with them and support them and talk to them and listen to their stories was just so impactful because they were just, like, they were so grateful to be there. But as you saw, like, they were grateful to see their monuments, you could also see, like, the hurt and the pain in their eyes and what they went through. Because today, like, I can't even imagine what they went through. Like, I have no idea what it was like for that time in their life. But be able to support them through that and to see just, like, the look on their face, like, when they were looking through their monuments and just seeing, like, when they would get quiet and you would just see that sense of, like, sadness and, like, the memories would rush back to them. And so being able to be there and support them, like, through that time, because, yes, they were enjoying it, but it was also such a hard time for them, really made a difference in my life because it really made me realize, like, what they've gone through. Because it's so hard to imagine what they've gone through. Like, I can't even, like, put into words of what could even possibly would have happened to them. And so being there to support them through that time was just so impactful because it really opened my eyes on how much it affected them, like, to this day still, because it just changed who they were forever. And I remember when we were leaving, the gentleman I was with, like, pretty much most of the weekend, he looked at me with, like, the sincerest look and was like, "I am so glad you came on this trip. Thank you for being here with me through this time. And just thank you for, like, helping me through this." He was like, "I'm so grateful that you're there." And it just almost made me cry because I was young. I just graduated. It was 12 days before my 18th birthday. Like, I had no idea, like, what to expect. And I had no idea that it was going to be, like, such a big impact for him, but also my life as well. And it really just makes us, like, remember that they've gone through more than, like, we can ever imagine. And just supporting them through that is one of the greatest things that we can do because they need, like, all the support that they can get. Because, like, I can't even, like, fathom what they've gone through. And, like, even now, like, with my husband being in the military, like, I could not even imagine, like, him having to go through any of those things. Like, I pray he doesn't have to, but that's also what he signed up for. And so it really, like, hit close to home because at the time, like, I never knew, like, I would be, like, in the position I'm in today. Like, I never knew, like, I'd marry someone in the Army. Like, I was 18. Like, I just started college. Like, I had no idea, like, where my life was going to go. And so I have a different perspective on it now than I did, like, when I first went. Like, it was impactful then, but it's more impactful now because it hits closer to home now. And so that's why one of the reasons why I love volunteering, because I love giving back to the people who have done what I couldn't and what I will never do. So being able to give back to them and say thank you to them and support them, it just feels like a sense of, like, greater purpose. Because it's like they've already given so much. It's like the least we can do to be there to support them.
Well, I couldn't have said it any better than that. And the other thing also is that you were 18 at that time, and they were 18 when they were going through those experiences in their own lives. So there was a surrealness of they experienced what they did at 18, and you were there helping them at 18 in your own life. And so, I mean, that's what a bond and what an opportunity that is. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop-in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We played the United States Army song because Kyra's husband is in the United States Army right now. She is an Army wife, and that also goes out to Joy Crow and her husband, who is also an Army officer serving right now in Virginia, I believe.
Texas.
Well, I guess I'm off on that one. I thought they were in Virginia. Anyway, good morning. If you're listening, Joy, she was one of our teachers out here at the high school there in Anderson. And so she worked with us also. In fact, she's the one who introduced us to Kyra through this whole intern program. And so thank you very much for that. We have all gained because of that introduction, the organization and our community and our veterans community. Kyra, you know, you are a young Army bride, and a lot of people don't know right now what our young families are going through, especially the wives while their husbands are overseas, and some of the things that you've had to deal with being on different Army bases and things like that while your husband's a young buck in the Army, going through some of the tough times in training and things like that. And so I'd like to just share a little bit about your experience with your husband being in the Army and being a young bride and dealing with some of these issues. There's a whole different spectrum of of situations that are put on a couple that are in the military versus being somebody that's just out in the community that is not involved with the military at all? Can you share some of those concerns with us?
Yeah, so, I mean, it really just depends on, like, a bunch of different, like, aspects. Like, for us, like, this is the first time, like, he's been gone for, like, any length of time. And this is the first time we've had to, like, work through, like, the separation of him being gone. It's, like, at the end of the day, like, we knew he was going to be gone. And so we set, like, expectations, like, for ourselves. But it's, like, yes, we'll have, like, I can talk to him, like, pretty much whenever I want. But setting the expectation of realizing that we're not going to talk every day kind of helps to buffer through those times because it's, like, oh, well, I haven't heard from him for, like, 40 days. Like, why hasn't he talked to me? Or more or less like, okay, no, we are both living completely different lives right now. And so just setting, like, the expectation of we're going to sit down at least once a week to talk really helps to dismiss, like, some of those problems that, like, we could have with him being gone of, like, why are we not talking? Because we know, like, this is when we're going to talk. And it just helps to, like, buffer and, like, keep our relationship, like, while more solid, like, while he's gone. And I think one of the biggest things that I've learned about him during the Army is just, like, how important, like, a sense of community is because we were from California and his first station was in Georgia. So we moved all the way across the country. Right when we got married, we didn't know anybody in Georgia. We didn't have any friends. We didn't know anything about the area. We had no idea what we were doing. And the biggest thing is just finding, like, the sense of community, finding those people that become, like, almost like your sense of family and things that you do with when you can't have your family because they're all the way across the country. And so it's, like, we have an open door policy, like, in our house. Like, if any of our friends, if any of his fellow soldiers, if they need anything at all, like, they know they can come to us because we'll be there to support them because they're also there with no family and no one else around them. And so, like, finding a sense of community really just helps to make it, like, a more positive experience because there's so many positives to it as well because, I mean, we got to live in Georgia that we would have never moved to before. We got to see, like, so many different amazing things. Like, I've drove across the country 3 times now because we've lived in Georgia. And so it's been such a great opportunity as long as you make it worthwhile and you make it, like, a positive experience because there's a lot of, like, garbage that goes along with it. There's a lot of stress that comes with it. But realizing that, yes, there's stress, but there's also stress in any other job. So he could have a civilian job and be under just as much stress, even though it's different stress. And so just navigating that, oh, hey, like, this is worth it because we are opened up to so many new opportunities that we wouldn't have gotten before. And so finding that sense of community, reaching out, making friends is really just how you make it worthwhile and how you, like, enjoy your life while you're, like, moving all over the place because we were there for 2.5 years, and then now I'm back in California for a year, and then we'll be moving again here in a couple months. And so just finding that sense of community will really carry you through, and it helps to make it enjoyable so you're not just lonely, missing home, stuck in the house all day with, like, no friends.
Well, let me tell you, your attitude is fantastic. An attitude with the military is everything because it's really easy to get a bad attitude, especially if you have a command that is that's overstructured or that micromanages their personnel or doesn't take care of their personnel. I mean, it can go either direction. It can go one direction where nobody is getting the support that they need from the internal part of the organization, or it can be where they're just demanding left and right every time you turn around more and more from that individual. And that's stressful enough when you're by yourself, let alone if you're married and you have a wife, not in tow, but a wife that's with you that you're trying to take care of also. I can imagine the new Army or the new Navy or the new programs that are out there now and all the different responsibilities that are there. And so we're going to be coming up on a break here in just a second, but I want to commend you for having such a good attitude and being able to work with him while he's going through. He's deployed right now. He's overseas on a duty station in Korea. And you're here going to school and being back here in Northern California close to your friends and your family for that support team. So you're not stuck back there all by yourself trying to do that. And
well,
so,
like, even finding the positives, like, in those situations also really helps because it's like, okay, yeah, we're going to be apart for the entire year, but he's also going to experience a different country, a different culture, and he's getting an experience that he would never get back here in the States. It's really eye-opening for him, and it's helping him grow and helping shape who he is going to be one day and who he's becoming. And so it's like, yes, I miss him, but he's over there for a greater purpose, and he's getting exposed to so much more than he would get exposed to here. And it's like, even for, like, myself, it gives me time to, like, go to school and, like, get my master's degree, and I also get to come back and volunteer again for this year's Christmas, which I'm, like, so excited about. So it's hard and it sucks, but it's also at the same time, it is what you make it, and we're using this time for a greater purpose and not just sitting around and, like, wallowing, like, in our misery.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that on the other side. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And once again, our guest this morning is Kyra Krill. And she is our intern, or I should say she was one of our first interns for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. And she literally has grown up through the ranks of working with the museum from right out of before high school when she was a junior and then her senior project. And then now you are a Army wife. The wife of a an Army personnel who is working right now in now he is an MP, correct?
He is.
So he's an MP in Korea at one of the bases there and performing his duties for Korea and for the United States Army and for our nation. And we were just talking about some of the ordeals that you're dealing with, not ordeals, but military life that you're working with and dealing with that people may not know, especially as a young bride. And the other thing also is, you know, it used to be when I was still in the Navy, you wrote letters back and forth, and you'd get a letter from home, and now you just get an instantaneous email or conversation. It's completely changed the way that being away from each other used to be, because you would wait and wait and wait for a letter, and now it's the phone rings and there they are right there. You have instantaneous conversation or even, you know, video chatting and things like that. So how is that? It probably doesn't even make any difference at this point. Do you write letters back and forth or is it all emails?
We do not. I have not written him a letter since he was in basic training, and letters was the only form of communication we had because he didn't have his phone during basic training. But no, we haven't written any letters. I mean, he has sent me a couple, like, care packages, like, from Korea of, like, the different, like, food items and a couple, like, souvenirs and stuff that he's, like, got over there, which has been really cool that I'm able to, like, try different foods and, like, different snacks that he's got over there. So that's been really fun, and it's kind of been, like, a good way to help, like, keep us connected because he's like, oh, like, this snack's really good. It's like, I know exactly, like, what he's talking about. And so at this point, we just usually, like, video chat and we'll text message most of the time. And we just, like I said before, we set that expectation of we're going to, like, talk at least, like, once a week, usually on, like, a Saturday or a Sunday. And that helps, like, stops, like, the guessing and, like, the stress of, like, the lack of communication because, yes, we do have so much more open communication that it can cause problems because it's like, okay, well, why hasn't he texted me today? Like, he should be awake. Well, he's probably at work and he's probably busy. So that's why I haven't heard from him. Or if I'm at work and he's sending a message, like, I can't get back to it right away. And so, like, having just such, like, an open source communication, like, we knew it was going to be an issue, like, if we didn't, like, figure out how we were going to navigate it. And so for us, one of the best things that's been working is we just sit down, like, once a week. We carve out, like, a couple hours for both of our days, and we sit down and have just an actual, like, video chat conversation, and we'll talk about the entire week. We'll talk for a couple hours about things that have happened, things that we're doing, things we're looking forward to, and that way we're just not sitting there having these, like, pointless conversations and being like, well, why aren't you talking? And then it's, I'm stressed because he's not talking because we probably talked a week and we have nothing else to talk about. And so it really just helps, like, alleviate the stress of, like, the lack of communication, him not being here, because when we don't get to talk a week, we actually have things to talk about. And then, like, we look forward to, like, those conversations. And so it really just helped. That's how, like, we've been navigating, like, just having so much communication, but then the lack of, like, him not being there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So one of the other things that is taking up your – is he going to school while he's there at all? Is he taking any online courses or anything like that?
He's currently in the process of, like, enrolling in classes and stuff. It's just been a little hard with, like, the Ed Center being closed and different just Army hoops you have to jump through, and they were changing the way they, like, pay for tuition and stuff. So he's still in the process of enrolling, but he is looking to enroll hopefully within the next month or so to take one of his first classes.
Well, you know, it's not always. I mean, sometimes it's the duty can be boring, but, I mean, by the time you pull a regular watch and then you pull an extra watch or there's extra duty or different things like that that you have to do, your life is pretty full.
Yeah.
And a command usually makes sure that the idle hands are getting trouble, so they pretty much make sure that there's no idle hands and that everybody has something to stand to and do.
Yeah, but he's definitely staying busy over there. He has lots of work to do. He's working nights right now, so they have, like, long, like, 12-hour night shifts. He's definitely, like, staying busy over there. And a year seems such, like, a long time, but also such a short time. And, like, it has been going by really fast. But then also some days it's really slow. Like, his year's been gone for 6 months, so we're already, like, halfway through this. It feels like he just left yesterday, but then it also at the same time feels like he's been gone for a year. And so it goes by really fast, but then it also goes by really slow, depending on, like, the week or, like, what's going on.
Well, the United States is still in an armistice with Korea. We are not at war, but we are not, the war is not over there. There are still hostilities on both sides, and we have different units that are there that are on those the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, on a 24-hour notice and 24-hour period because of their leader who likes to shoot rockets over towards Japan and Taiwan and things like that. And so your husband is a military police in a situation where it's fairly calm at this time, but he is trained to be ready to step into action and do whatever it's going to take at any given time. And so we thank him for being able to step up for that. We thank you for supporting him in the duties that he has while he's serving overseas right now. And I think it's so critical for the support team at home to be able to be in a positive manner such as yourself. Now, one of the things that you're using for your time frame is you're in the middle of a master's degree, aren't you?
I did. I decided to go back to school for my master's after he left to help fill the time, and also it's just something that I was wanting to do. So that has been taking up a good chunk of my time. So when we moved to Georgia, I was halfway through my bachelor's degree. I had no idea how I was going to finish my bachelor's degree. I started working at Starbucks, and then I came across their Starbucks Achievement Program. So they actually paid for me to finish the second half of my bachelor's degree.
That's awesome.
And then from there, I kind of took a year off trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And then we found out he was going to Korea. I came back home. And I was like, well, this will be the perfect opportunity for me to just be able to, like, focus on school and really, like, take some extra classes and just, like, dive a little deeper into that because he's not taking up my time, so I have a bunch of extra time. And so it's been a really good distraction and it's been a good positive use of my time of him not being here. And it's helping me create, like, my future career that I want to have, even with us moving all the time.
What was your bachelor's degree?
My bachelor's in family and human development.
Human development.
And then
that kind of helps you deal with all these other things that are going on also.
It definitely does. It relates to a lot of, like, the different, like, family issues and, like, dynamics. And it just helps you, like, navigate, like, those different, like, problems and issues that, like, we come across in, like, a different way.
So in your master's degree, what is your ultimate goal when you finish your master's?
So my master's
what year are you in your...
I just started. Oh, so I am, like, in my second... I'm in, like, my first semester still. I'm finishing up my second class right now. I'm about to start, like, my first, like, full small fall semester. So my master's is a Master of Education. It's going to be in education school counseling. And so my overall main goal is to be working as, like, either, like, a high school or, like, a middle school guidance counselors to help kids, like, figure out their career path, what colleges they want to have, different, like, issues that they have, like, during school, working with, like, parents and just that sort of thing, like, being there to help them figure out what direction they want their life to go.
That sounds like a really positive career goal. So it looks like you have what are you looking at, another 3 to 4 years in your master's degree?
As of right now, if I stay on track, I should be done with my master's degree in December of 2023. So not too far away.
No, it's not that far away.
Not that far away at all.
We're almost done with 2021.
So it'll be coming up a lot faster. So where it's only like a 2.5 year program, so I'll get like the first good chunk of it knocked off while he's gone, and then I'll finish it after he returns. And it's all online, which is perfect. So then I can do it wherever we go next.
So do you have rumors or where his next duty station might be?
We have rumors. We have nothing confirmed yet, so I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay, so that's fine. We can wait on that. I know that after he comes back from Korea, I mean, anywhere on the West Coast, it may be a location where he may end up going. So, that's just a fantastic opportunity. Now, I know that one of the other things that you've also been working on since that time frame is you've been part of the museum program with Battlefield Expressions.
I have, and that was such a great program. I honestly didn't really know what I was getting myself into yet again. It's kind of like the pattern that happens with Rob. I'll volunteer something, and it's like, oh, this is bigger than I thought. But it was such a great program. I really enjoyed, like, going to the art classes, like, every week and just having, like, yet another sense of community, which is, like, the theme today, because it just being around different, like, people that are either, like, active duty or they were, like, veterans, it was really just, like, a nice sense of community for, like, us to all come together and just get to kind of, like, turn our minds off and just, like, focus on, like, painting and, like, something peaceful and just something happy.
Well, one of the things also is coming back from Georgia and being surrounded by all military everywhere and then coming back home and then not having any military influences around you at all, it's got to be nice to be able to come back to a program that is pro-military, pro-family, that where you are welcomed and you're not shunned. People aren't pointing a finger at you or pushing you away. And Michelle Kristoff, our director for the art program through Battlefield Expressions, is here with us all also this morning. And that was one of the reasons being able to put this program together when we originally established Battlefield Expressions PTSD Art Therapy was being able to make a like-minded opportunity of veterans and family members who support each other and help themselves through this program, whereas they might not have any support otherwise.
It was definitely a rush of breath air because coming back, like my family was like so excited that I'm back, and they understand like to a point of like the Army lifestyle, but at the same time, they don't really have like any idea.
So, no
like,
clue.
They're trying to like relate and they're trying to be like, oh, well, we support you when we get this. At the same time, it's like, I don't know how you do it. And so it's like just being able to step away from them trying to support me, they don't really know how. Doing our surrounded by people who actually have been there, done that, they understand it. It's just like a really, it's a breath of fresh air. It's like, okay, like, I don't have to explain it to you. Like, you get exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I don't have to explain it. You just know. And it's just such a breath of fresh air, especially coming back and having to re-explain it to different family members who just may not understand, even though they're trying to. And so it was really just relaxing and just like, oh, finally, you get it. Like, I don't have to just constantly explain myself.
Well, I noticed that a couple of times when you showed up, you just kind of settled right into your chair when you made yourself at home, and it was just like you let your shoulders down because now all of a sudden you were in like-mindedness with other people. You knew that you could just talk about anything, and we could relate to you, we could work with you, and plus you were old stomping grounds. It may have been a new building, but you were with people that you knew from before that were part of your support team. And then you had met Michelle before you had left, I believe.
Yeah, and we worked together for one of the Christmas with the Troops.
That's right. And then also she was running the program, was part of the program. And Michelle, talk a little bit more. You were a Navy brat. You were the daughter of a Vietnam veteran sailor during the Vietnam War and then also after that fact. And I mean, you talk all the time about being hauled around with the gear. in the troop or the luggage and everything else.
The military has a whole different life. We have a whole different language. You know, we can spit out a bunch of letters and only people who are co-military or co-military families know what that means. And so, you know, we try as best we can to try to fit back in with, you know, normal society as you call it or civilians and whatnot. But literally, if you've never been through it, you don't know it. So, when you have people who are part of military background and they run programs for military veterans and their families, it gives you a whole different sense of community because, like Kyra said, you can sit there and take a breath and know that you can talk about literally anything and those people are not going to sit there and judge you for your family member being gone or your spouse being gone or, you know, having lived through those different wartime eras and different parts of the world, you know, literally every other country you can think of, there's had some sort of military action in it at some point or another on every continent. So having that camaraderie there and knowing that people are not going to judge you because your family member is serving your country far away, that's a different story. You know, it makes you feel like you belong somewhere else. You know, you feel like you belong to the veterans organization. You feel like you belong to the community of the people who've sacrifice their services and their lives to serve our community and our country to be able to give us our freedom.
You know, one of the things I really like about the program with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services is the fact that we are able to reach out with a handshake or with a hug or with an opportunity to support our different military families. If you were to come back to California and you had no military opportunity for support or anything else, I mean, you wouldn't be, you're a very strong individual, and so you really wouldn't be left out on your ear. But other military families coming back and not having an opportunity to come to Homeward Bound or to Battlefield Expressions may never have that opportunity otherwise.
Yeah, well, it's hard when you get there and you get the sense of community and you're building on it, but then like when you come back and you just lost the sense of community that you have to build, you have to like rebuild it. And so being able to like find that same sense of community without having to like completely rebuild it is just, it's relaxing. It's like, okay, like this isn't going to be as overwhelming as I thought. It's going to be easier to sink back into normal civilian life because you do have a sense of normalcy from what you're used to for so many years.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm grateful that you came back. I mean, we were sorry to see you go when you left, but we knew that that was part of life and that you were moving on in that direction. But for you to come back and bounce back to our lives again and be a positive influence, we're grateful that you're here and you're grateful that you're going to be back part of the program. And we definitely want to support you while Bailey's over there serving our nation and our country and to let him know that you're in good hands. While he's over there serving, you're back here in good hands, and we're going to make sure that our programs help to take care of you like we do other military families. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
He's been living for the last 8 months, and it ain't about the badges on his uniform, and it ain't about the oil like they say it is in the news. You'll never hear him say it don't matter anymore, 'cause what matters most is still at home. Gathered round the table, barely able to get through the day without thinking about him, and their life without him. So he makes sure that they know that he knows what matters most. She gets mad when someone talks bad about red, white, and blue. Says they don't understand what it stands for. Said if they spend just one day on their knees in her shoes, they'd be a little more appreciative of that, I'm sure. What matters more is down the road. Laid him down. They think about him,
morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, What Matters Most by Craig Morgan. And, you know, if you haven't worn the shoes of a military person, if you haven't worn the shoes of a military wife or the family members of someone who's served this nation, you don't know the stresses. You don't know the situations that they go through or all the different situations that are forced upon them sometimes that they have no control over. And so that's why these programs are so important. When we put together the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services Program, the Battlefield Expressions Art Program, our Silver Star Veterans and Widows Program to help take care of our elderly veterans, because once a spouse passes and they're by themselves, many times there's no other support team, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know where to go, and they don't know how to get that advice. And it doesn't matter whether they're 85, and it doesn't matter if they're 18. The concerns and the stresses are still the same. One has a little more life experience than the other, and the other one's learning as they go. But they're still learning at all those different ages because life happens. And none of us are ever prepared for what can happen tomorrow that we're not prepared for today. We don't know what we don't know. And so to have some support team to be able to be there to be part of that program, I'm thankful that we've had Homeward Bound here to be a part of your life, to be a part of your program, to be a part of your life also for both of you, to be able to give you that support in the family area. It doesn't matter if you're a military brat or if you're the wife of a veteran, the challenges are the same. There's your loved one will change when they come back. They're never exactly the same. And you will change during certain time frames, and you will never be exactly the same while they're gone. But it's the coming home, it's the meeting, it's being together, and then it's relearning to live together, it's relearning to be with each other and to share those experiences, and not to be able to use them as challenges against each other, but be able to use them as positive aspects of your relationship, so that each one of you brings greater things to the table so that you can both move ahead. Because he's going to, I don't know if he's going to have a career. I know that he's got his 4 years right now. But if he makes it into a career and you become a career Army wife, there will be so many different things that you'll be learning and different challenges. But I'm thankful that you're taking the classes that you are with your master's degree and your bachelor's degree, because those things are ways that you can learn while you're in the process of helping others. And that's what this whole program has always been from the very beginning, is helping others. So tell me a little bit more. I mean, as we get ready, as we're getting finished here, I know that you're using the Battlefield Expressions as part of your therapy while he was gone, spending some time. And one of the pictures that you painted for the Battlefield Art Program was the American flag. But it wasn't just an American flag. Tell us a little bit about that.
It wasn't. The American flag that I painted was from Thanksgiving of 2016. I worked with Rob and a whole bunch of other volunteers, and we were out at the Reading Airport, and we were helping to fly the great big American flag behind the helicopter for the annual turkey trot. And so as, like, the flag was, like, coming back down, like, from the helicopter, like, right when it landed, like, I took a picture, and it, like, just hit the ground, and it was, like, waving in the background.
And this is, like, 10 stories high.
Yeah, like, this flag is insanely huge. And so when I was trying to figure out what piece of art I wanted to donate to the museum, I didn't want to donate, like, just a painting. I wanted to donate something that had, like, meaning behind it and that told a story. And then all of a sudden, I was just, like, the big flag. It just, like, popped in my mind, and it was really just, it hit home, and it was, like, personal, because it was a project that we worked on together, and it was a really great representation of all of the time I've spent volunteering for the museum and for Homeward Bound. And it just felt like, it felt like a great opportunity for me to paint that and for it to go, like, in the future museum, because we were volunteering, like, under the name of the museum. And so it just felt like it just, like, belonged there. And it was just such a great, that was one of the paintings, like, I'm most proud of, just because it has, like, such a great story behind it, and it's not just a painting.
And I think that's so important, Michelle, as we talk more about the program here, as we get ready, got just a few more minutes ready to go for us. How satisfying the Battlefield program for the art program was to individuals that were in the group and able to display and to share that part of their life, because that's actually part of them giving back to the organization.
So we saw a lot of people come through that had never, ever touched a paintbrush, and they experienced things that are going to stick with them for the rest of their life. They learned a lot of new techniques and skills. They grew as far as their talent and their skill and their time went. They also learned a little bit better how to relate to themselves and their family members. And we saw a lot of healing come through that little program that we started up. And, you know, it took us 6 years to be able to get that program off the ground and going. But it was so rewarding to be able to see it. And we definitely want to try and continue that as best we can in the future. We're talking still possibly the first part of the year and getting that going again. Right now we're taking a break because we do have so many things coming up with Homeward Bound and with all of the other programs through the museum.
So share with us really quick. I mean, we're talking about things coming up. We have the next 3 months, well, actually 4 months, are massive for us, helping with Homeward Bound and our veterans program and military meals. Tell us a little bit more about those things that are coming up right around the corner.
All right. So like you said before, at the very beginning of the program, we're doing the Iron Soldier Ride with Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo, and that is October 10th, and that is the big charity ride that they do. All the guys from around this area. And
we're looking for sponsors for
that.
Yeah,
we're looking for sponsors for that. And if they want to, they can call Paula and Steve at Reading Yamaha Sea-Doo at 275-7300, and they can help them with the program. Or if they want to be a rider, last year we had over 200 bikes in it, and it was huge. That was the biggest one we've done so far. It was awesome to see all those guys leave the parking lot and know that they were going on a beautiful ride, but all of it was coming back to benefit our veterans in our area here. So we have that coming up. We have the holiday meals that we try to do at Thanksgiving, Christmas, and last year, or actually this year, we even did Easter. So we were blessed and fortunate enough to be able to do over 400 meals at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And talk about filling up the room. We filled up the entire fire station down there in Cottonwood, bags and bags and trailer fulls of food and donated items. And we sent over, 200 and something packages for our care packages for Christmas for the troops. So all of that is coming up. We're needing donations for all of that. We do have a list of items that we need for those programs as far as being able to put those meals together for our families. So any canned food items, the stuffing, instant stuffing like stovetop, that kind of thing, rice, instant potatoes, cookie mix packages, frozen turkeys and hams, Jell-O, gravy packages, just anything that you can think of to put together a holiday meal.
Well, we won't need the hams and turkeys till a little bit closer to the time frame.
Right.
But we definitely want to share this with you because we want you to know what we're going to be doing and what the need is and how we help take care of our community. And we're almost halfway through August. I mean, September 10th and 11th is just right around. It's only 3 weeks away.
Right.
And then, boom, we're into October 10th and then Thanksgiving and Christmas. I mean, the time is flying. And we've learned to pre-plan so that we can take care of those that are in need in our community. And we're coming up on that timeline. Kyra, I just want to say thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for all of your volunteer and support time that you've done. We're grateful that you were able to be part of the program, to leave and then come back and visit us and be part of the program again. And we're thankful that your life has been successful and that your husband is serving right now at a good duty station. And we wish you the best as you move forward when he comes home and as you move forward with the project in your military life and your career. And you're a success story for Homeward Bound. Your success story for the museum as an intern. And we are grateful that you're being a part of this program. And we're thankful for such a wonderful attitude that you have. That's how we get through life. That's how we get through the tough times, is to have a good attitude and to have a good support team. And hopefully we'll always be part of your support team throughout your life with your husband in one manner or another. And so once again, and thank you to Michelle and to all of our volunteers who step up with these programs and that continue to make it happen, because without your volunteer service, without your efforts to help make this happen, remember, nobody makes a wage with this organization. Everything that we raise goes right back into the program to help our veterans that are in need. And that's why the program is so successful here in Northern California. And so we're coming up on the close here of Battlefield Expressions. But once again, thank you for your service to your husband, to your service to our nation as an Army wife. And thank you as a Navy brat for all of your support too, Michelle. But once again, we are here to serve our community. We are here to make sure that our veterans know that we care, and that our veterans' widows know that we continue to care about them, even in the absence of their veteran. Take care. We'll talk to you next time.
Providing for our futures, my responsibility.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.